Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Headaches are one of the most common health issues for children and teens. To talk about headaches in childhood and in the teen years is Dr. Thomas Koch. He's a pediatric neurologist, and he is also director of pediatric neurology education at MUSC. Dr. Koch, when children and teens have headaches, what are some of the common causes or the types of headaches that we're talking about?
When we think about headaches in general for children as well as adults, there are basically two types of headaches, one which we call primary and one which we call secondary. Secondary headaches are the ones that we usually associate with things like brain tumors, hemorrhages, and infection. Primary headache, which is the most common cause of headache, includes tension, migraine, chronic daily headache.
When a child or a teenager comes to you about headaches or maybe even frequent headaches, how do you get to the bottom of what's going on and what might the cause be?
The most important part of the evaluation of a child with frequent headaches is the history. We're very focused on how long the headache history is. Has it been within the last 6 months? Has it been longer than 6 months? How frequent are the headaches? What do the headaches feel like? Are they pounding? Are they pressure? And the other important features are, is there associated nausea, vomiting, sensitivity to light and sound? Those last four features are really highly suggestive of migraine, which is probably the most common cause of headache that we see in children.
And knowing that migraines in kids and teens is quite common, how are those headaches treated?
It depends upon the frequency. If you have a headache once or twice or three times a year, then simple measures such as ibuprofen, Tylenol, Naprosyn, and rest, which is a very safe and effective treatment, is all that's needed. If, on the other hand, the headaches are frequent, that is, the child's having 2, 3 or more headaches per week, then we talk about lifestyle issues. We're big fans of vitamin supplementation with riboflavin and magnesium. And then there are also prescription drugs which can be used.
What can be done to prevent some of the headaches in children and teens?
The first thing that we do is we review their lifestyle. Specifically, how much sleep do they get? How much fluid do they take in? And what is their caffeine exposure? Really trying to limit colas and teas and even chocolate, which frequently contains caffeine.
And what about stress? Does that typically play a role for children and teens who have headaches?
Absolutely. It's very common to see frequent headaches during the school year, and then with school breaks and in the summer, the headache frequency notably drops.
What's a quick fix for that when we're talking about kids? How do you get them to deal with stress a little better?
If it's a major problem, actually, we're strong supporters of techniques such as cognitive behavioral therapy, and we'll frequently try to find resources within the community which they can avail themselves to.
Dr. Koch, thanks for providing information about headaches in children and teens.
Thank you very much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.